Every day is upside down day in Soji Land.
Hi, and welcome to the Soji Land Show, where everybody is upside down, including this guy, Louis Yost, or just call him Lou Dog Millionaire, as everybody calls him here. He's one of the prodigies, I'd say. Prodigy of perp.
I guess, yeah.
How long have you been handstanding now?
Almost 3 years. So like 2 years and be like 10 months or like 11 months.
It's crazy. So how did you get into hand balancing and what did you do before?
What did I do before? I just played normal like soccer or like football before. I didn't really have like any circus background. I did like kids gymnastics at like five, and I'd just be like foam pit, like jump into foam pits and stuff, but like no circus background. No, I did like handstands, but like you walk on your hands, something you just did in primary school.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found out about it through Instagram. I found out about a gym, like one movement code, like where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a new parkour and climbing gym. So I was like, all right, that'll be cool. And a person that went to my school was going there. So I was like, yeah, all right, I'll go. Cause I don't know, I'll like, at least I have someone there. And then I got introduced to one of the coaches and he said, oh, come down. There's like a class that's opening tomorrow. And I was like, okay. So I went there the next day, met Harry, did a handstand class. And then I realized, yeah, this is something I want to do. So yeah,
cool.
Started from that.
What was your level like? Can you describe it a bit?
Oh, it was trash. It was so bad. Flexibility, I had like no flexibility. I think I couldn't touch my toes when I started. My straddle was like just disgraceful. It was so bad. I could walk on my hands, but like if I tried to stay still, no way.
Mm.
I would just like bent legs, like the CrossFit handstand, bent legs and like walking around.
Really arched, but
yeah, yeah. So no, my level was like beginner.
So did you just start going to classes on a regular basis or how did it go?
Yeah, I went to classes. I probably went like twice a week, maybe three times a week. But then I think when I got my first like 10 to 20 second hold, I started training a bit at home. So I started stretching at home. I started doing chest to walls up against the fridge at home because I wasn't allowed on the walls.
But, your parents
yeah,
didn't let
my
you.
Mom didn't want me to handstand on the walls because they're like white. And she's
yeah.
like, oh yeah, you'll dirty the walls. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I was small enough for my fridge. So I just like used to do chest to walls like 3 rounds of a minute. I get up against my fridge.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You must have grown a lot in this time.
Yeah, I was pretty small. I think I was like 4 foot something.
And now you're what?
Oh, I have no idea. Probably like 5'8". 5'8", 5'9". So like, not that tall, but like average.
But long legs.
Yeah. My legs are like 90% of my body.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So then you just started practicing at home in addition.
Yeah, I started because I used to stretch in the morning before school for like half an hour because I really wanted like full pancake, like
mm-hmm.
chest to full pancake for some reason. I just thought it'd be like, oh yeah, that's cool. And I wanted to touch my toes.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to just like smash pancake, like stretching for, I used to like watch TV and stretch. That'd be actually a good way. Like ad breaks, I used to like do heaps of like forward folding and all that. And then I'd do classes in like after school and then come home from that and then do like more training, yeah. Chest walls up against the fridge.
Awesome. So did you basically, when you were stretching, did you just expose yourself in the position or?
No, like there's flexibility classes after
okay.
like most classes that I used to go to. So I just did stretches from there
okay.
at home.
Which was
so
probably that, also a good portion of active
yeah,
mobility.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a bit of, I did mostly passive stuff at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know that there was a difference between like active and passive. I was just like stretching.
Yeah.
You know, you just like, if you can middle split, like you can middle split, like that. Well, I didn't know
yeah.
the difference, but yeah.
Cool. And so how was your development? I'm just wondering if you had a steady development or if you at some point just got it like a spurt because you're clearly at a very different level
yeah.
than when you started.
Yeah, like flexibility wise, I was really, really stiff, like at the beginning, but it didn't take me too long to get, it didn't take me long to get flexible. Like the progress is like pretty quick with it. I'd say, like, I wouldn't say I got middle split in like 4 months. It took me like a year, year and a bit to get like full middle split, but to touch my toes, it probably took me like from like not being able to even get my fingertips on the floor to getting like full, like palm to floor, probably like 4 months, maybe 3 months, which is like average, yeah, I would say. Maybe, actually, no,
that would be
fast, yeah.
Yeah. And handstands?
Handstands, that I actually started to improve pretty quick with them. I'd say like 4 months, I got 30 seconds or 5 months. But a minute took me like, it took me a while to get 30, but once I got 30, I started to like click a bit with it. So I'd say I got a minute handstand probably June. So like 5 months, 6 months. But yeah, it took me a while to like get the foundations for it. But once that happened, like progress is all right.
And so when did you start playing with one-arm handstands?
September. So like 9 months into training, 10 months into training. Because I didn't even know what a one arm was when I first started.
Oh, was that not what you saw on Instagram?
No. The only thing I saw like that got me interested in it was this like climbing and parkour gym. Like I was like, oh, that'd be interesting. I didn't know like about like one arms. I didn't know what a press was.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. So did you learn that from Harry then?
Yeah. I learned all my two arm stuff and press stuff, and because we learned one arms together. Like Harry knew more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he like knew, oh, this is right, this is wrong for like the obvious stuff. But we kind of learned together the one arm, but press like Stolder, two arm, like Harry taught me through the classes that I went to. And then after I stopped going to classes, he said, oh yeah, you should learn how to press, you should learn how to Stolder. Like I might be training one arms, you should train. I was like, okay. Like, yeah.
And you just went with it, with whatever he said.
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool.
Pretty much with the handstand stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So do you consider yourself having like a coach figure?
Oh yeah, or definitely.
Somebody who
definitely
has influenced you strongly?
Yeah, if it wasn't for Harry, I would never handstand, no way.
And you also work with Mikael, right?
Yeah, well, there's a few coaches here that could handstand. There's a coach that used to go here and he could handstand. He taught me a few things, but like Harry's the main person for like all the basic stuff, like two arm and pressing. And then one arm, you know, once I started to get a bit better on that, Miguel came over.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I did like a 1 hour like thing with him. And then who's the other person? Jordan Garcia came over.
Oh, cool.
And then I learned a bit from him. And then Andre Bolarenko came over.
Yeah.
Learned a bit from him. And then Mikhail came over. And then, but that, at Mikhail stage, I had all the like basic one arm stuff. He taught me the most, like the more advanced stuff for it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say like figure and a bit of flags and like one arm pressing at the beginning, like stages. So.
What are you working on right now?
I was working over figure, like when, yeah, you know what over figure is, yeah, but I haven't really trained that too much. I should train that more. Switches as well. I want to get my switches like consistent, full figure. I want to get that like on lock. What else? There's more strength stuff I want to get, but hand balancing stuff, I want like consistent full flags on my right. Because I can do them consistent on my left, but on my right, it's there, but it's not, like, consistent enough.
Yeah. Do you ever get bored with hand balancing? Because I've heard so many high-level people talk about it getting boring at some point.
No, I don't think I'm good enough to make it boring yet. Like, I can see if you're boring if you're, like, some Chinese, like, beast that's been training since, like, 5. Because you just have everything already, but, no, there's so much more I could get. There's like thousands more things I can train.
Yeah, and it seems like you're open to other things too, like just, or you did some straps.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, I've done a bit of straps before, but I want to get more into it. I can't really do it because the rigging, it just costs so much and there's not really a place to put it at like home or anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know, if something's there and it looks cool, you know, I'll just like...
I agree. Looks really cool.
Yeah, walk on over. But that would be like something I want to get into more. I want to take up like another discipline. But not get rid of hand balancing, obviously, but just like take up something else.
So does that mean you would like to get into performing?
Yeah, I want to get into more performing. I never really thought anything of it at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, yeah, no, if it happens, it happens. I don't really care. But now that I've had, because I've never properly performed, I would say I've had one performance, but it wasn't like paid. It was just like a little like Q&A thing I did at some gymnastics club. But I would definitely want to get into more performing. Now that I'm at a level where I can do more than just like a straddle, like, you know.
Well, you definitely have enough to be on a stage.
Yeah, I guess now, yeah.
What does this idea feel like for you to have an act?
An act?
Yeah, where you have to express yourself.
Yeah,
and just do more.
I find that hard because I've never done any like dance or like I still have no idea how to put like an act together. It's just like, I know you start off with like basic stuff and then end with something like a figure or like something that's more advanced, but it's still, I'm still really beginner at like making something, like because there's no circus background, I don't really know.
You don't know how to approach it?
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to approach it, and I don't know, I think just more experience with it. That's why I want to do more like of those small gigs that I was talking about before. It's just like, just to get a, all right, okay, this is what it's about. Because at the moment, it's still like, I still don't really know.
I think you have a very down-to-earth mindset about all of this. I'm not sure if you realize how much potential you have.
Yeah. Well, I know I can like get far with it, but I don't know. I want to be realistic about it. Like, I don't want to be like, I want to be performing for like Circus Olay and stuff like that. Because I know that it takes a certain, like, I don't know, a certain level to be at that, at like right at the top, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. What about your school life? Because you're still in school, you're only 17 years old. How do you balance all the practice hours with your school?
Well, I during school and training, I hate doing that. That's like, to be honest, this is like such an effort. But yeah, during school, I do nothing in the morning and go to school, come home at like 4, and then I'd train from like 4 to 7:30 maybe, and then I have to study. So I don't really like how there's no break between it. Like, you just finish training, all right, okay.
And it's off to study.
Yeah, but I don't know. Hopefully this one more year and then that's done. But it is, you do have to balance it out. And it's hard because I have to rush quite a bit of my training as well. Like, I train way more on the holidays than I will at home.
Well, just now you did, like, what? You started at 11 and now it's... We did until 4, actually.
Yeah.
So that's, like, 5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's quite a lot, but... I don't know, I guess I have to make the most of it because I know, well, obviously there's not many like hand balancers that are still at school, I guess. So like, I have to make the most of it if I want to like keep it like a reasonable level.
Do your friends understand what you're doing?
No, not at all. No way. I don't think so, no.
So how do you explain to people what it is that you're doing?
I don't really know. Like, before I had my Instagram account, like, I couldn't really describe what I did. I was just like, I kind of just like do handstands and stuff. Like, I didn't really like, it's just too hard, I think, for them. And I didn't really want to demonstrate it for some reason. Like, I just, I don't know. But now that I have the Instagram account, they kind of have a better idea. Because before they're like, oh, you know, that's a bit weird. Like, some guy doing handstands. I didn't describe it well anyway. But now, like, I think they've kind of an idea.
Yeah.
But one of my, this is pretty funny. One of my mates actually asked if there's like an off season for handstands. So like if it's a, oh yeah, it's like a winter sport, I'm just like,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
so. But actually that's not so far off, because when you're in circus or in performing, you do have times where you prepare and times where you're in the shows focusing on that.
You
do have phases,
I guess, but you're kind of training all year, like you're training every day. I don't think they realize I train like 6 days a week. I think they just think it's a normal, like, I don't know, like soccer or something, where you train like Tuesday, Thursday, and then game on Sunday or something. Like, nah.
You're gonna do it every day.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about your training. What does it look like?
What does it look like? Well, I'll start off like just with a, I don't know, two minute hold. I wanted to have like a 5 minute two arm, but I've realized that, I don't know, it's kind of like pointless now. Well, there isn't pointless, but I don't know. I don't really believe I should be doing anything longer than 2 minutes. I thought like, oh, if I have a longer, you know, two arm, I'll have a better one arm, but no, not really. Like, especially
me.
Did
you see any carryover?
No, I don't think so. Like, I can see how it helped for like acts, if you're doing like 5 minute long acts, and obviously not going to be in a handstand for 5 minutes, but you're going to be there for like maybe, I don't know, a minute and a half maybe at max at most. But no, not anymore. And that's a minute and a half, it's not really long.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd warm up just a 2 minute hold just to get everything working, and then maybe do a few shapes in chin to chest, and then I'll start off with just straddle one arm. So I do like minute the hard way, which is like 30 on one arm, 30 on the other. Mm. And then I'll do 3 rounds of that. And then I'll do just 15 seconds with straddle hand to knee. Mm-hmm. This is just for like maintenance and just like getting everything like working.
Yeah.
And then after I'll either do, if it's a tuck day, I'll do some tuck holds, like 5 rounds of 15 seconds. And then if it's a straight day, I'll do the same for straight. And then I might do some like straddle to tuck, straddle to straight. And then I'll do like the more advanced stuff, like figure, full figure, like straddle to figure, straddle to full figure, straight to figure. Like, and then I'll do flags after. And maybe sometimes I do switches. Depends. But yeah.
That is so much stuff in one training.
Yeah, I know heaps of people have like, oh, flag day or figure day, but
yeah,
I don't know, I feel like just having everything all together just works for me for some reason. I know it probably won't work for like some people, but I don't know, I feel like that's the way that I progress the most, I think.
So do you program your own training too?
For handstands, yeah, I do now. It was a bit of like, it was a bit of Harry's, like he does write like one arm stuff for me, but I put some of his stuff in, and I put some of like stuff that Miguel's told me, Andre, Jordan, like I put the hand balances I've met, or the circus artists I've met, and Harry's stuff just like all together in kind of one, and maybe some of my own stuff that I'll come up with.
Cool.
But yeah.
Have you ever thought of getting into teaching? I mean, you're already assisting Harry's class.
Yeah.
Every now and then, right?
Yeah, teaching would be something I'd get into more.
Rather than performing?
Well, I don't really know. I want to do obviously more performing, because I can't really judge it if I haven't done it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I just want to get like, okay, that's what it's like. And I do want to perform, because now I'd be like, all right, yeah. I've had like that one experience with it, like, yeah, this is definitely something I want to do.
Cool.
But teaching is also something I want to do. And I definitely need more experience with that, but assisting the classes will help.
Yeah, and also I feel like talking to you, there's a lot that, like, you're trying to make up your mind about things concerning handstands.
Yeah.
And you're definitely in a position, I think, where you could teach.
Yeah.
Full on.
Yeah, yeah.
Also from your experience.
Yeah, the only thing that's kind of, I feel that puts people off with it is the age. Because from my experience with it, like, you'd have, if you're teaching at adults classes, he'd be like some like 17-year-old kid like rocks up and say, oh yeah, you should be doing that, you should be doing this. Like, I don't think people would be like, feel kind of uneasy with that. But
yeah,
the good thing about teaching here is that people like already know me. So they know that I'm just not like some random 17-year-old kid like rocking up, like, so, which is good.
And also Perth is a pretty good place to like start off something like that.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Do you benefit a lot from the community here in general?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'd probably be like barely starting, maybe just starting one-arm stuff. Because Harry was the one that introduced me, and he started showing me like some of like Ido stuff, some of like Andre stuff, you know, all the hand balances like that you'd see on Instagram. And I'm like, whoa, like what even is this? Is a whole nother world.
Yeah.
And then obviously him training and him, because he, like, I remember when he got his first 10 seconds, like just one arm, and I wasn't really training one arms properly. I was just like kind of just like taking the hand away and see what happens.
Yeah.
But then when he got the 10 seconds, I was just like, oh damn, he's getting so good now. So I have to like start training properly. Like it wasn't really being competitive, but it was kind of just like pushing each other for it. Like,
oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And that definitely helped. Like without that, my one arm, like it'd be totally different now. My level would be totally different now.
Well, now you like you outgrew him so bad.
Yeah, but it still is there though. Like, it's still at the same level, you know. Like Harry would be doing something like, oh damn, like I need to start picking up my game. Like that still happens still.
Yeah, well, especially the strengths are just somewhere else.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. But yeah, the community definitely helps. Seeing like Paul, seeing you know, like David, seeing all those guys, it definitely helps. It's a big influencer.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for being on the show with
me. That's all right.
And it's really interesting to see your development, and I'm looking forward to see where you go in the future.
Yeah,
and thanks. Hopefully I'll see you on the stage. Yeah. I think you would be pretty good with your long legs and you know, your pointed toes.
Yeah. No, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you also for watching, and remember to keep it playful because the world is your playground, so just go ahead and do whatever you love. You can follow him on Instagram, or do you have a website or anything?
No.
No, just go follow him on Instagram. He's awesome, and I'll see you next Monday on the Sonji Land Show.